We're wrapping up this Friday show with a slice of life called Snapshots. Commentator Jeff Obafemi's car swerves down that tricky N-word highway and finds it packed with potholes and brotherly love.
The other day, I got called a I can't say that on the radio. Well, I got called
the N-word.
But it's not what you might think. I try to attend my college's homecoming game every year. I went to an HBCU. Thousands of black folks gathered for fun and fond remembrances. I got to the game and ran into people left and right. I made it to a spot under the scoreboard in the fourth quarter, and I saw a cat I used to hang with. He greeted me warmly with the familiar phrase, "What's up, my..."
The N-word.
I was instantly put at a crossroads. Knowing this cat, I know it was an appellation of endearment, something we all may have said behind closed doors just a few years ago. But now,
the N-word
is under criticism, like no time since its inception as a racial slur countless generations ago. I'm not defending the use of
the N-word.
I'd be a fool to. But I have to be honest. Many of us, from kids in the street to rappers to even old school community leaders, use
the N-word
in casual conversation. How many times have we heard the following phrases, even from so-called professionals? Man, that
the N-word
must be out of his mind. That
the N-word
thinks he's better than everybody else in his office because he got a promotion. If they say one more thing to me, they're going to find out that I'm the wrong
the N-word
to mess with. I even heard a good PhD buddy of mine sum up Reverend Sharpton's political run in simple barbershop terms when he said, "I don't care if the social political atmosphere creates the possibility of a black president or not. I know one thing. I'm not going to vote for it.
The N-word
with a perm." The other issue here is, with all the current publicity surrounding
the N-word,
including national debates, spoken word pieces, and even a funeral to officially bury it, it's growing in prominence more because we're saying the code phrase
the N-word
repeatedly, as if it's okay to use that term instead. Doesn't that defeat the purpose? Shouldn't we just be forgetting the word? Now when you say
the N-word,
only small children don't know what you mean, and they invariably ask the question, "What is the N-word?" Then you have to go into actually using the term anyway to describe why you shouldn't say it. All the while, classrooms of older teens are using the old argument that it's a term of endearment when another black person uses it, but fighting words if someone else does. Any way you look at it, I think it's safe to say that
the N-word
isn't headed toward extinction anytime soon. I'd venture to say that some of the same people who attended
the N-word's
funeral at some point let it slip out of their mouths. But as is always the case, we tend to put on a front in public, or as Paul Lawrence Dunbar said, we wear the mask that grins and lies. So is it really
the N-word
that makes us angry? Or is it the intent behind the word? I've been referred to as a soul brother by a white person, and it wasn't meant in a loving sense at all. I thought about all that as my friend awaited me with open arms. I was going to tell him about the funeral of
the N-word
and how that term was taboo now. Or maybe say,
the N-word.
Don't call me that, man. I realized, though, when he grabbed me, he was calling me his
the N-word
with all the love a brother can show another. So instead, I hugged him back, laughed, and decided to give him a pass on using
the N-word
that night. One thing was for sure. I'd rather be his
the N-word
than anyone else's.
Jeff Obafemi Carr is an actor, playwright, and co-host of the radio show Freestyle. He lives in Nashville, Tennessee.